Forgive the rubbish quality of this recording, but for some reason my little recording thing is packed up, so this is done on my mobile phone. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm trying to keep my voice down because I've already woken my husband up, which is really unfair of me. And I've awoken not from a deep dream of peace, but a rather troubled sleep. I've woken up with a cracking headache for some reason. I think my mind has been going round and round and round because I had an appointment with a consultant yesterday, which has kind of shaken me up a little bit. And I think I must have been turning it over in my head. I went to see her and she was amazed at how well I look, and, you know, my ankle has healed beautifully. She said, you know, you've obviously got more energy. I told her that, according to her instructions, I have managed to completely stop taking one particular steroid, which was making me very bloated, but it was also there to counteract some of the inflammation in my lungs. And I seem to be managing very well without it. I certainly haven't got any trouble breathing just at the moment. And then she kind of dropped a bombshell. She said, do you remember when you were back in hospital? This would be February, March time. Oh, yes. When I first knew that I had to go back onto chemotherapy and that my right lung, there were some problems in there with lymphangitis. She said, well, I would have given you 6 months to live back then, but brilliant to see you looking so well. And I was absolutely floored by this, thinking, A, why didn't you tell me? And B, now you tell me. So I asked her the question which every cancer sufferer, I think, asks their doctor or oncologist at some stage, and it's the one question that they absolutely really can't answer, which is, how long have I got? And she sort of ummed and ahed and said, well, we can't really answer that question. I said, okay, thinking this from another journalistic angle, give me the worst case scenario and give me the best case scenario. So the worst case scenario is I finish my chemotherapy next week. I then go on to a hormone treatment which doesn't stop the tumours from growing. I have more chemotherapy, which really doesn't work because the more chemotherapy you have, the less the chance is that it will actually work. And she said, in which case I'd give you 6 months. Okay, I'm sitting there taking this in thinking, right, okay, best case scenario then. Okay, best case scenario is that we put you on the hormone treatment, which works a treat, holds everything in check for 6 months or so, a bit more possibly, 9 months, and then you need chemotherapy sort of well into 2010, which does a little bit, but she said, in which case, you know, I'd give you about 18 months. So 6 months, plan A, or plan B, 18 months. And I came out a bit shell-shocked. I mean, my oncologist is brilliant, don't get me wrong, but she does have to say some very hard truths to people. And I think I've been turning it over in my mind thinking, 18 months, well, that takes us to Christmas-ish, 2010. And then the old me kind of started kicking in thinking, Christmas, I can't die at Christmas, that's really unfair on the family. What do the children want to remember Christmas for? That's the time Mum died. Oh, no, can't be dealing with that. And then, of course, the voice of reason, my husband, he's very good at sort of kind of calming me down, because when you have cancer, the mood swings can be unbelievable, really up or really down. I mean, they do say it's the old cliche, isn't it, the roller coaster ride. It really is, because I came out really, really down thinking, oh my God, this is, really is it, I really am going to die. And he said, well, hang on, when she said that around about March she would have given you 6 months to live, she was wrong. Who's to say she's right about this? And look at our friend Tony. He was given 6 months to live 4.5 years ago and is still going strong. So I think I'm going to go with plan C, which is that I have the hormone therapy, which stops the tumours from growing, and I survive for many years yet. And on that note, I think I'm going to go back to bed to get rid of this headache.